This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
Bill Bowling is the Lieutenant Governor of the Commonwealth of Virginia. He joins us on the long line from his office in the capital city. Good afternoon to you.
Hey, Coy, I got to tell you, I always get intimidated by those commercials that you play before I come on. I'm not sure if you're trying to tell me I'm lost in space or I have bad breath. I'm not sure, but always a little intimidated by that.
I'm one of those guys that just roams around the internet looking for those little clips to play on the air. And
they bring back some good memories.
Yeah, absolutely. Listen, we were talking the other day and we just ran out of time, so thank you for making time in your schedule for this, unscheduled interview. I just wanted to give you an opportunity to sort of finish our conversation about your proposals for the General Assembly this year. And why don't we start with some breaking news, a letter that you sent out today to the General Assembly encouraging legislators to support House Bill 20. Tell us what this is.
Well, House Bill 20 is a bill that would enact party registration in Virginia. As you know, right now in Virginia, we don't have party registration. People don't register as Republicans, Democrats, or Independents. And one of the difficulties that creates from time to time is when we have primary elections, and the Republican Party may be holding a primary like we'll do in the presidential campaign on February 15th, or same thing for the Democratic primary. It's really hard to know exactly who should be voting in which of those primaries. Who are the Republicans? Who are the Democrats? Who are the Independents? Many states around the country do have party registration, and I believe, and in fact, this is a position of the Republican Party of Virginia, that we should move toward party registration in Virginia. I think it will make our primary process better because Republicans will know that Republicans are voting in the Republican primary and Democrats in the Democratic primary. I think it will help the political parties kind of build their bases and reach out to voters within the state and build that type of party identification that works many other places across the country. And that's what House Bill 20 seeks to accomplish.
We're talking with Bill Bowling, the Lieutenant Governor of Virginia. Let me play devil's advocate here. And your response to the folks who say, well, this is going to I don't really want the government or a party knowing my party identification. That's my business. And that this will only make it easier for legislators to pick their voters in an already gerrymandered state. I'm sure there's going to be that reaction to this, both, you know, in the public and in the General Assembly.
Yeah, no, and that's a fair reaction. But, of course, the answer to that is that if you don't want to register to become a part of a political party, you don't have to. And, in fact, the way this bill is written, it would be assumed that every voter in Virginia is an independent voter. But if a voter chooses to register as a Republican or register as a Democrat, they can do that. But if a voter wanted to continue to be an independent voter, then they really wouldn't have to do anything. The assumption is that everybody is an independent voter. But if certain individuals want to say, hey, look, I want to be able to participate in the Republican Party's process of nominating its candidates, then they register as a Republican. If somebody says, I want to participate in the Democrat Party's process of nominating its candidates, then they could register as a Democrat. But if they say, hey, look, I don't want to have a particular party affiliation, I just want to vote in the fall for, you know, the candidate that I think is the best one for the job, then they would do that. There's nothing here that requires one to register by party, but it does create the opportunity for people to register as Republicans or register as Democrats if they want to participate in the nominating processes of those parties.
And there's nothing in the legislation that would require you to pick one party or the other to vote in a general election.
That's correct. Right. Yeah. Everybody goes in and votes in the general. But one of the things we sometimes forget when we talk about primaries is that by law, a political party primary is not really a state-run process. It is a political party process. And if the Republican Party wants to make sure that folks who are affiliated with the Republican Party or voting in its primary, or the Democratic Party wants to make sure that folks who share Democratic ideals are voting in the Democratic Party primary, then the only way to really know that is to have some sort of party registration. And frankly, one of the reasons, if you look to the spring of 2008, the Republican Party, for instance, has decided that we're going to choose our nominee for the United States Senate in a convention as opposed to a primary. And the primary reason for that, frankly, is because that's the only way the party can make certain that Republicans are voting in the Republican convention. Political primaries, I think, are better in many ways because they involve far more people in the process than conventions do. But right now in Virginia, the drawback to those primaries is that Republicans can't be sure that Democrats aren't coming over and trying to alter the outcome of elections or vice versa. So the way that's managed in most other states is through some sort of voluntary registration. And if you want to participate in a party's nominating process, then you register to say, I'm a Republican or I'm a Democrat. But if you don't, and you still just want to vote in the fall for the candidate of your choice, there's nothing that compels you to do that. It's voter option.
My guest is Bill Bowling. He's the Lieutenant Governor for the Commonwealth of Virginia. Also included in your legislative agenda for this 2008 General Assembly session are a number of bills that you're encouraging fellow legislators to support dealing with illegal immigration in Virginia. Flesh this out for us. There's a number. I'm looking at them now. There's a number of them. The one at the top of the list is the confirmation of legal presence.
Yeah, if you kind of think of it sequentially, sometimes we have these debates about, well, illegal immigration is a federal problem and only the federal government can deal with it. And certainly that's true when it comes to things like securing our border or trying to figure out, what we're going to do with the, 12 or 20 million, depending on which forecast you look at, illegals that are in the country today. But there are things that state government can do to be more aggressive in dealing with the problem of illegal immigration, which is front and center on the minds of many voters. So we have a number of bills this year in our package that would seek to deal with that problem. And sequentially, we seek to deal with it this way. First of all, we want to give state and local law enforcement officials greater authority to arrest and detain illegals when they confront them in the course of normal law enforcement activities. Second, we have a bill that would provide a presumption of no bail for someone who, is found to be in the country illegally, because the truth is when you release those folks, they have a tendency to disappear again, and it's better to be able to keep them and hold them until the Immigration and Customs Enforcement Agency can come and begin deportation provisions. So those two bills kind of go hand in glove. And then we really try, Coy, to deal with what I call the incentives that encourage people to come to our country illegally. Number one is getting a job, and we're trying to be more aggressive in holding employers accountable for knowingly hiring illegal workers or for failing to confirm the immigration status of employees before hiring them. We have bills to say that if you have been found to not be doing that, for instance, you could lose your business license, you could be suspended from doing business with the Commonwealth of Virginia. And then also we have a couple bills that are designed to take away some of the benefits that are still being given to illegals. For instance, admission to our colleges and universities. My view very simply is that every illegal immigrant that is attending a college or university in Virginia is occupying a position that should be reserved for a son or daughter of Virginia. So, I've always maintained that the best way for us to deal with this problem of illegal immigration is to take away the incentives for people to come here illegally. And the truth is that if you can't find a job and you're not getting the benefits of citizenship, then there's no longer an incentive to come illegally, but the incentive is where it ought to be, and that's on coming here legally. So, the bills are designed to deal with the issue both from a law enforcement standpoint, from a job or employer standpoint, and then also to make sure that we're not giving the benefits of citizenship to people who have violated the law and come here in violation of the law.
We're talking with Bill Bowling, the Lieutenant Governor of Virginia. We're just about out of time. I have about a minute left. But if there is one bill or, you know, just one idea that you would really like to see, something you'd really like to see happen in this session, if you had to pick one, I'm curious what it would be.
Well, I think the big issue that everybody's going to focus on this year, and we have a number of bills in our agenda to do that, is enacting the recommendations of the Virginia Tech Review Commission as they relate to both reforming our mental health system, making sure that we bring it into the 21st century, and then enacting some of the campus safety recommendations. I think clearly the recommendations of that tech review panel as they relate to mental health reform and campus safety are right at the front of our legislative agenda, and I think there's going to be widespread bipartisan support this year for addressing those issues.
Bill Bowling, the Lieutenant Governor of Virginia, thank you for your service to the Commonwealth, and we will look forward to talking to you again very soon.
Thanks, Coy. I hope you have a great day.
You too. Take care.
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit SevillePodcast.com for more.